Interlanguage love hacks. Once I found a vending machine, a very, very special vending machine. You put in 50 cents and you got a bag of chips, but then you'd hit the coin return button and you'd get your 50 cents back. Of course, when you find something like this, you want to keep it secret. Otherwise, the vending machine people will find out. And that's the end of the free chip gravy train. Whenever these things happen in the business world, they are sometimes called arbitrage opportunities. For example, let's say you moved into a new town, and in this new town there were only two supermarkets, and these supermarkets were on opposite sides of town, 5 miles apart. And in one supermarket, a bottle of whiskey was $10. But in the other supermarket, that same bottle of whiskey was only $2. Same exact product, but two different prices. Who knows why? But this presents that arbitrage opportunity. Supposing it was legal, you could buy a bunch of $2 whiskey and then sell it outside that other supermarket for $5. A win-win. You make $3. The whiskey drinkers save $5. Of course, in the real world, these kinds of opportunities don't last very long. Pretty soon, somebody's sitting next to you selling whiskey for $4, and then $3, and then $2.50, until nobody makes a profit and that's the end. But some mistakes in the system can go unnoticed for a long time, which means when you find these mistakes, you can profit for a long time. Of course, profit doesn't necessarily mean money. It can be in terms of fun or pleasure or influence or persuasion. Persuasion? How so? Whenever you convince somebody to do something, it must be in their terms. If you want to convince somebody to buy a car, for example, they must believe, according to their subjective values, that the car is worth the money. So the purpose of persuasion is to increase the value of whatever it is you are recommending, while decreasing the costs of whatever it is you are recommending. And both cost and value must be in their terms, not yours. However, underneath these commonly taught and understood persuasion techniques is a different kind of arbitrage, the hacks that exist within the human language, like a vending machine that keeps giving you your money back. And these language hacks are collectively known as covert hypnosis, to make it much, much easier to increase value and decrease costs in their terms. Even better is you can do this not only interpersonally, but from the stage. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.